Welcome everybody to the PlayStation 5 Central Podcast. Today we've got a little different episode. I'm joined today by Vand, aka Destroyer. He is a Tekken connoisseur. I don't think you've been on the show before, have you? How are you, by the way?
No, I haven't been on the show before. You've asked me countless times to appear. I'm doing well, man.
Oh, how are you? Countless of times, and he's finally turned up at episode 135 or whatever this is. So it took you about 3 years. So thanks for finally joining us, mate.
Heated discussions about the future of fighting games has got me.
As people know by the title, we're going to be talking a lot about Tekken 8, the upcoming fighting game. Evander's background in Tekken, the reason I've got him on today is because he loves Tekken. He lives and breathes it. He knows everything about it. He's competed at the top level in Australia. I would say he was probably in the top 10 in Australia at one point. Are you now? I don't know. I think I've overtaken you.
I'm free now. I'm washed up. I don't play Tekken as much. But yeah, I was pretty hot stuff 6-7 years ago. So, you know.
Oh, I don't know. Well, you're still pretty damn good, man. Come on.
Yeah, I can definitely hold my own. Like, I'm not. I'm definitely still really good. It's just I don't know if I'd be. I haven't really kept up to date with a lot of the meta and a lot of top level stuff. So I need to shake off the rust, and hopefully, Tekken 8 can get me there. If you know,
yeah. The game is actually... Evander, me and Evander met years ago. I think it was Killzone.
Because 2009.
You know, yeah. I was dominating in Killzone. Absolutely dominating online. It's 2008 or 2009. Killzone 2, dominating online, PS3. And there's this one guy on the other team. He's fucking pissing me off. He keeps killing me. This one guy on the other team. I'm killing everyone. I haven't died to anyone but this one guy. So I just message him. I say, hey, mate, why don't we just join? Because I'm killing you. You're killing me. Let's join up and we'll dominate. And guess who that guy was?
Yeah, that was me.
Sticking to him right now.
Funny you bring that up, because I was killing you in that game over and over again, and I got a message from you saying, oh, we should join up because you and I are killing each other. I was like, who's this guy? Like, I don't remember dying to this guy. Like,
oh, okay, mate.
Another free game, you know, whatever. And then, blossomed into a, 14-year friendship this year?
And love of trophies as well. We've both got a love of trophies. Evander's crazy when it comes to trophies. We're gonna do a separate episode on that eventually, one day, because we need to go through that crazy list of yours. But today we're talking about Tekken and fighting games. We might go into a bit of Injustice because we've bonded over that as well. We both loved Injustice 1, not so much 2. We've also got Mortal Kombat. We've got Street Fighter. We might touch on those as well. But let's start with Tekken 8. So Tekken 8, they've been revealing a few bits and pieces over the past year. When was that first tease? Back in last year?
It was a PlayStation showcase in September, I think.
Yeah, just out of nowhere. It was just randomly there, and it was Kazuya and who was it?
Kazuya and Jin, that's all they showed. It was just them punching on. And
we didn't get much from that, did we?
No, I think a lot of that trailer was misleading as well. That's definitely like story mode. So a lot of that flashy effects that we saw, that's probably going to be toned down a lot in the final game. That's going to be more of a story mode kind of showcase from what they showed at that September reveal. A lot of like big hit stuff and sparks and, you know, particle effects and stuff. I think that's all over the top for the story mode, so...
Yeah, and they've always done flashy trailers, haven't they, to try and get in some of the casual players, would you say?
I think they have to showcase the story mode for a lot of it, because I think the intricacies of fighting games wouldn't make for a spectacular reveal. Like, I think that's what a lot of the pro players are clamoring for, but for a reveal, you just want it to be just crazy, you know what I mean? You want to build that hype. So I think they definitely nailed it with the reveal.
Now, were you hyped from that reveal? Because I was sort of hyped from it. I'm like, finally, it's been like 10 years since we've seen or heard about a new Tekken. It feels like 10 years. It probably hasn't been 10 years, but it sort of got me excited. And with Street Fighter and potential another Mortal Kombat or Injustice down the line, fighting games look to be in a strong position. Now, you are a bit of a, let's say, you know, you love Tekken, but you're not a big fan of the last Tekken, Tekken 7, which, might I add, is the best-selling Tekken of all time.
Yes,
right?
We've had this, so this,
This is where we have this debate, because on your side, you believe they're destroying Tekken, whereas I'm saying, the sales are saying something else. So I want to know, what's wrong with Tekken 7 in your opinion, and what are your concerns with Tekken 8?
My major concern is this focus on the pro scene. So they've done a lot of like advertising the Tekken World Tour, the Tekken, you know, dojos, the pro events, which that's what casuals enjoy. They love watching the highest competition of games. Sure, that's great. But they're trying to introduce mechanics or trying to tune the current balance of Tekken 7 to be more casual friendly, which is also fine. I'm okay with that. But the way that the development team, in my personal opinion, are focusing, you know, the way they're focusing on it is wrong. There's no flow through. There's no flow through between the top rank, the top players, and the beginners, the casuals who just like see a flashy fighting match in Tekken and pick up the game. There's no flow through to get to that level. It takes forever to get there, and Tekken has never traditionally helped players get there. And I think by changing a lot of the mechanics in the game to skew for beginners isn't the best way to go about it off the bat, which is what Tekken has done. And what I mean by like there's no flow through is Tekken doesn't have any sort of tutorial. It doesn't have any sort of helpful hints or tips or anything for beginners. Tekken 7 charges you for frame data. And that to me doesn't seem casual friendly. So when,
what do you mean charges you?
Yeah, the frame data was charged. You had to actually pay $4.95 or whatever it was for frame data. It was in the season pass. You had to pay $5 or whatever it was to get that information in your game. It wasn't free. So if you went into the practice mode and you wanted to see, oh, how plus or minus that is that, which is a lot of like fighting game jargon, it wasn't there. You had to pay for it, which in games like Mortal Kombat and Injustice, it's all free. It's all there. Every single helpful tip, trick, taking advantage of everything, helping you through all of the crazy stuff in the top end, it's all there for free in those games. Tekken 7 doesn't have any of that, and you have to pay for frame data. That to me doesn't seem casual. You know, that's not helping the casual player. There's no flow through. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, we want to help casuals get into Tekken and help them with how tough it is. This isn't, in my opinion, the right way to do it, babe.
So they're not doing tutorials, and so what the problem you have is they've got the rage art system, right? That's one of the things that you really don't like in the future of Tekken. This rage art system where if one player is dominating the match, the other one gets this full bar of meter, which can then bring them back in the fight. It sort of eliminates all that hard work the good player's done.
It's something that I don't agree with. I don't think it's inherently a problem. It's more like, if you're a pro player, you can play around it. You know, it's like you just have to remember. It's like, oh, they have this button that can negate anything and win. So it's like, as a pro player, it's not really an issue. It's more that mechanic is there to help newer players. But I don't think that's where they should have started. It's like, okay, comeback mechanics, all this stuff, that exists in fighting games, sure. Tekken's never traditionally had it. So I don't really like it because it's not traditional. It's the fact that instead of training casuals with tutorials and helpful hints or anything like that, actually having a proper, like, you know, advanced tutorial, beginner tutorial, all this stuff, going through everything that you would think you'd need to know in a fighting game, Tekken has none of that, right? Instead of doing that first, they've just been like, oh, we'll give the player a one button activation super kill move that does like 50% of your life. And there's no counter, real counter to it. Like if I do a jab or just punch to my opponent, which is the quickest move you can do in Tekken, and they press the rage art button in response to that, trades, like there's an armor system built in that just eats that jab and you die. That's not, you can see where I'm coming from. There's not really any super skillful like dichotomy balance between it when you've just booted up the game and hit a button, you've won. I think it's they've gone too far forward instead of actually just introducing a tutorial, if that makes sense. Like, there's no helpful hints. Like, for example...
So what do new players do? How would you, as a beginner, let's say you want to pick up Tekken 7 now, how do you get good at the game? Like, how do you become
at least decent? That's my problem as well. That's my problem. It's like, there's no tutorials, there's no helpful hints, there's nothing. And I'll give you a good example. This is what happened to me back in, like, 2011. When I got back into Tekken, like you and I were playing Call of Duty for a couple of years there back in 2009, 10, 11. Tekken Tag 2 was on the horizon. I wanted to go back to playing Tekken, played Tekken 6. And it's like, I dropped that game fairly quickly. That game came out in 2009 and it had really bad net code. So I couldn't play that game.
Was that just in Australia or was that just in general?
Overall, if you ask anyone who was a Tekken player back then, they would say that Tekken 6 had a really bad net code. It was almost unplayable. Coupled with the fact that internet back in 2009 was kind of terrible. It was just made for a bad combo. So yep. I dropped Tekken 6 quickly in favor of Call of Duty. And you and I rocked Call of Duty for a couple of years. But then, yep. You know, time passes on, internet gets better infrastructure. So I started going back to Tekken 6 to like get ready for the next game. And I was playing with a friend and there was an open slot in the lobby and a random person joined. And I was like, I'm pretty good at Tekken. I got this. And that guy schooled me, absolutely opened my mind. I had that gif of the old guy going with his brain. I had that moment where it's like, holy hell, this is insane. Like, it's a whole new appreciation for the game. I've never seen anyone play like this. Like, this is 2011. Like, pro play wasn't really a big thing on YouTube, and like Cyber Gamer and MLG didn't really, it's like, yeah, there was a few things, but it's not mainstream like it is now.
Yeah.
So you didn't really get that sense of like, oh my God, this is like the best play I've ever seen kind of a thing. And him doing like Korean backdashes and things in the game that are just like, you know, the best level of play. You didn't have any way of like understanding how to do that. You couldn't just like leave the match after he won or whatever, go back into practice and be like, how do I do what he did? If you see someone moving like they did or doing something that they did, it's like, how do I do that in Tekken? How do I like reciprocate that? How do I do what he did? And there's no tutorials. So you'd have to like leave the game, go to an exterior website, YouTube, Google, whatever, and be like, how do I move good at Tekken? How do I move like pro? And it's like, you shouldn't have to do that. It should be in the game to help players. You know,
so
a decade
you think they've
ago,
gone the cheap
sure.
route of giving these rage art systems and things like that to sort of make it very, very basic.
Yeah, it's like they just want the casual players just want the adrenaline of like, I hit a button and killed them. And it was like a flashy super move. And it's like, well, you know, that's cool and all for just someone who's not really interested. But for someone who sees that and goes, okay, yeah, Tekken's going to be my game, which there's plenty of people that have helped try to get into Tekken because they've had that thought. It's hard to really help them when the game doesn't want to help them, if that makes sense. It's like, okay, I can't really explain this to you because it's two different trains of thought. Like, I'm up here with the advanced, you're down here with the beginner. I don't know if I can commute.
But it's not just the rage arts, is it? We've talked about a lot of the rage arts, but there's other factors that have changed as well that you're not a fan of, right? Like the movement?
Yeah, movement in Tekken 7 was nerfed and changed, and movement, sidestepping, spacing. This is all like very top tier like jargon that most people, it just doesn't comply to them. But if you were someone who is casual, who wants to finally get up to advanced level,
even a decent level,
it's like suddenly like those things that you weren't worrying about, now you have to. And I think movement was a big crucial part of, like, movement's crucial in Tekken, like Korean backdash, sidestep, knowing when to sidestep and how to sidestep, that's all crucial. And Tekken 7 toned a lot of that down to help players, but it doesn't make sense because you still have to do the Korean backdash, you still have to learn how to do this advanced movement technique, you still have to learn how to do that. Like, for example, characters like Brian and Nina, you can't just do a sloppy backdash with them because they end up getting their sways and their, like, you know, move, like, quick little movement things to them. So
what are your concerns with Tekken 8? They're continuing on with the rage arts. Like, because what if they do? They put this comprehensive tutorial in that game. They made a separate mode for the rage arts or something like that. Would that please you? You know, what are they... Because you've seen that they've released some gameplay now. They've done a gameplay showcase at Tekken 8. Yeah. And you weren't a fan of that either. You're actually very negative about it.
I found it funny when they did the reveal at the Tekken World Tour. They're like, oh, here's Nina Williams, which is like, oh, that's awesome. Great character. Like, awesome character. She's in every Tekken. She's awesome. People who don't know, Nina Williams is actually one of the hardest characters in the entire series to play in general, and yeah, even harder to be amazing with. Like, she requires serious execution, serious training. You have to be firing all cylinders to make her work. So I found it funny that they revealed her at the Tekken World Tour, that only her at the Tekken World Tour, and then did a 35-minute presentation about how they're dumbifying the game. They're like, oh, okay, we're adding these more casual mechanics for people. And I'm like, that's kind of a juxtaposition again of like, here's this serious, hard character to play, and we're also making the game easier on this end. It's like the same thing with the pro thing I mentioned before. It's like, here's this Tekken World Tour, Tekken Dojo, all this stuff over here, but you know, we're not going to train people to get there with.
So you know, they're not finding the right balance for you in terms of professionals, intermediate, and beginners. Do you think they're leaning? They're leaning heavily to beginners and not the other two, you would say?
No, I pro players are going to be good regardless. Like, if you're good at Tekken 7, you're going to be good at Tekken 8. That's what I
was trying to say to you. You know, won't the good players be good either way? So why does this matter? You know, if you want to be good, you will look up these YouTube. You don't necessarily need this comprehensive guide in the game or this.
For pro players, no. They've been playing Tekken for 20 years and they've had to like figure it out themselves, sure. But I don't think this generation of Tekken players or fighting game players in general should have to really go through that if they're making the games easier in general. If you're going to make the games easier in general, why don't you have a tutorial? Why don't you have ways to help people flow through from beginner to intermediate to casual? Why do I have to look up someone's YouTube video and have them explain it to me poorly on how to improve? Like, the game should be helping you. If the game demands practice and precision, and you're not going to help me with any of that, like, you demand perfection from me, but I can't, you're not giving me perfection from you. That's not fair. You know what I mean? Like, if I want to take it to the next level, there's nothing in the game that helps you get there. And you keep peddling like Pro League, Tekken Dojo, Nii, Arslan Ash, Pro Play. This is like peak Tekken. We love Tekken. But you're not helping anyone who wants to get to the next level get there. And I think doing a bunch of these like mechanics in the game that traditionally haven't been in previous Tekkens isn't the way to go about it. You need to be having tutorials. You need to be having comprehensive tutorials. And like, not having that and also charging for frame data, that's such a bad balance. There's nothing there to really, you know, it's just, there's no balance. There's nothing to get to from point A to point B without exterior help.
Well, but the game should be helping. So, but my counterpoint is that Tekken 7 is the best selling Tekken of all time. So obviously they are doing something right there. I don't know what the retention rate is. Maybe the retention rate is quite poor, but it did sell that amount of copies. And of course, maybe half those copies are when it was on sale. We don't, you know, obviously it didn't sell 10 million all at full price. And it has been, you know, 7 years. So they've had a long time, but the brand is still strong if you look at those sales.
Oh yeah, because the Tekken 7 from previous iterations definitely still count. Like that's the slope that I'm trying to like navigate from Tekken 7 to Tekken 8. Tekken 7 is very beginner friendly. Like, people complain that Tekken 7 is difficult. It's like, you're playing the baby version of Tekken. Like, this is the easiest version of Tekken that's ever existed, and people are still saying it's too hard. So it's like, where does that end? It's like, is Tekken 8 going to be even easier? Which is where you might start losing a lot of the pro player retention. It's like, oh man, this is crazy. It's like, I put in all this work and suddenly players of this caliber are like, it's like, you're bringing the ceiling down. You're not elevating it, is what I'm trying to say. Like,
so who's doing it well in the fighting game world? Is Street Fighter doing it well? Is it Mortal Kombat the leader? Because I mean, Mortal Kombat is the leader in terms of sales, let's be honest here. And probably, I would say Mortal Kombat is a premium fighting game at the moment.
Yeah, we haven't had a new Mortal Kombat in like 4 years. This retention of pro play hasn't been really there. Like, I haven't heard much from Mortal Kombat on the pro scene. It still exists, obviously, but I'm not sure.
So you reckon Street Fighter?
Oh yeah, Street Fighter. Yes, definitely Street Fighter. I still follow a lot of Street Fighter. Like, Street Fighter 5 is a more beginner friendly version of Street Fighter. Like, that's I'm not against making games easy to play. That's fine. But if you're not going to help players in general with the game, brings back to that thing. There's no tutorials. There's no helpful guides. There's nothing in Tekken. Street Fighter, it's like, you look at Street Fighter 6.
You're also contradicting yourself a little here because you're saying that, but you're also saying it's the easiest Tekken game ever made.
Yes, so, it is. it is.
You know, well, which one is it? You can't have both, surely.
No, what I'm saying is, like, Tekken 7 is the easiest version of Tekken to play. If you looked at all of the Tekkens in a row, right, yeah. all of them in a row, Tekken 7 is objectively the easiest one to get into and easiest one to play. It still demands years of, you know, practice to get to that.
Okay, mastery. So it's still hard, but it's the easiest of all the
it's
games.
It's the easiest versions okay. of to play.
Yeah, but they're and all I think hard to get in. Yeah,
yeah, okay, yeah. It's more the fact that that's a direct response to them introducing rage arts and rage drives and things to like the comeback mechanics and stuff.
Okay, they've so if the nerfed... comeback mechanics were gone, what would your opinion be on Tekken 8? You know, this is a hypothetical question, but that doesn't seem like it still wouldn't be enough for you.
No, as I said before, I don't have a problem with the comeback mechanic. I prefer it to not be in the game, obviously, because it's not Tekken. Like, Tekken's never had, you know, rage arts and stuff like that previous to Tekken 7. So if I could choose to get rid of them, I think, yeah, of course. They've kept them for Tekken 8, so there's nothing I can do about it. But it's more the fact that if you're going to have these mechanics to help newer players, I feel it's weird that you have all of this, but you're not going to help players get to the top level. It's like there's no tutorials, there's no nothing. So having all these easier mechanics doesn't really do anything to anyone who wants to go beyond, like, oh, I hit a button and won. You know what I mean? All the other fighting games, yeah. They have that stuff. Tekken 7 doesn't. Tekken 7 doesn't have all that stuff. So it's like there's a real weird dynamic between, oh, I've just picked up the game. It's like I've taken Tekken 7 to friends' houses and parties and all that stuff. And it's like it's fun to just like watch people not know what they're doing and just have a good time. That's fine. But
that's what I think they're going for. I think that's exactly what they're going for with these rage arts.
Yes, yes. And all this stuff, it's all flashy, it's all cool, it's whatever. But I feel like it's weird of them to focus on that, but also at the same time peddling Pro League, Tekken Dojos, pro events, the best of the best.
Well, because they want the best of both worlds. They need the Pro League to continue so that they can have that. And then they also want the casuals to buy the game so they can have millions of dollars of sales. They actually they want the
and it's succeeding. It is succeeding. And it's like I'm glad you know, if I had the choice between no Tekken or Tekken 7, of course I'd want Tekken 7. It's like I'm thankful for what Tekken 7's done. I really am thankful to Tekken 7. But for me personally, as a player, watching people get into the game and wanting to get further than just, oh, I picked Eddie Gordo and spam buttons, you know what I mean? They want to take it to the next level. The game itself doesn't help them. The game itself doesn't do anything to get you from beginner to intermediate to advanced. There's no helpful guides. There's no nothing inherently in the game.
Okay. So
that's my problem.
How are we looking in terms of the story mode? You know, Tekken 7, I thought they put together a nice little story. It was about, I remember it being about 4, 5, 6 hours. It was I mean, it's probably different for you because you blast through it, but it was a nice, enjoyable story. And they're going to continue that story in 8?
Yeah, they are. But it's going to be one of those things where at the end of the day, you play it once and then you move on. You're like, okay, I beat the story.
It's still good to have. Not all, you know, that's one of the big things of Mortal Kombat is the campaign that they put together. Everyone seems to love it. And I guess Tekken are trying to do that. But Tekken campaigns aren't really memorable.
No, they've never been traditionally memorable. No.
What are they missing? Right,
but, I'm not entirely sure on that aspect. So to me,
is it the writing? Not.
I mean, the writing was pretty bad at 7, sure, but no one I know who's played the Tekken 7 story has been like, man, I can't wait to play through that again. It's just
never heard anyone say that.
No one was like, man, that was amazing. It's like, oh man, like someone got thrown off a cliff. Yeah, what's new? Like it just happens. So
and none of the characters seem to die. There's no consequences.
Yeah, they've had characters die in story multiple times. Like canonically Heihachi, he didn't even participate in the fifth tournament. At the beginning of the fifth game, he gets blown away by a jack robot. And his story is like, he was buried under the ground in a pile of rubble while Tekken 5 was taking place. But he was still playable. And I guarantee he's going to be playable in Tekken 8, even though he got thrown into a lava volcano at the end of the seventh game. So, You know, Kazumi.
This is what I'm saying. There's no consequences, is there?
No, Kazumi was dead before the first Tekken game, but she's in Tekken 7.
So, talking about the roster, who do we think's going to be in this one? Because you love Bob and Ganru.
Ganru, yeah.
I love Paul Phoenix, who
he's already in the game.
So, that's a given, isn't it? But then again, I think Bob's a given. When's the last time Bob wasn't in a game? He's been in every game since they introduced him, right?
Yeah, but he's very polarizing. People don't like the character because of past iterations of him, which, might I add, I feel are, you know, unjust.
Can you name a character from that they've gotten rid of since introducing in the last 3 or 4 games? Like, there hasn't been many.
Well,
because even Garner, who made it into Tekken 7, he wasn't very beloved.
No, but I think they've done a good redesign with him. I feel like his popularity has definitely gone up in 7. But Zafina,
sumo wrestler, by the way.
Yeah, sumo wrestler. Zafina, she was a DLC character in Season 3. She was a Tekken 6 character, and she took years to come to 7. And it's like, I don't think the Tekken team expected Tekken 7 to be as big as it is. I feel like they were going to do Season 1, which was Geese Howard from King of Fighters and Noctis from Final Fantasy, and that was it. It was like, oh, we have the base roster and these two guest characters, and that's it. But then Tekken 7 suddenly, you know, exploded because, once again, they dumbed it down for more beginner casual friendly, which, well, you know.
So you want to see Bob, obviously. They've got, who have they got at the moment? They've got Nina, Paul.
They've got
Jim,
9 characters.
They've got 9. Eddie?
9 characters. No, they've got June.
Eddie, where are you?
They've got June, they've got Kazuya, Jin, Paul, Law, Jack, King, Lars, and Nina.
So they've got all the classics, yeah.
They got the characters who are guaranteed to be in it. And that's the other thing with the Tekken announcement, the Tekken World Tour, only revealing Nina was kind of a letdown.
Well, I'm just really perplexed by how they've rolled the marketing of this game out. I don't get it. They drop a random trailer to State of Play, and then they drop another random trailer
at the Game Awards.
Game Awards with a little bit of gameplay. I mean, it was sort of fake gameplay. You know what I mean? It was so
polarizing. People had to ask if Sidestep was back. That's what I mean about the future of the slope of Tekken. It's like, we have to question if Tekken 8 is going to have sidestepping. Like, that's what I'm worried about. Like, where does it end with the continued support of making it easier? But yeah, that trailer at the Game Awards was kind of interesting. Yeah, polarizing. Yeah.
And then they did this gameplay showcase randomly. Or was it at the championship?
It was at the World Championship.
Okay, like, so it made sense, but it doesn't really make sense because you've shown 2 flashy trailers at 2 game shows, whatever it is,
and then you show the actual
gameplay at the pro event when the gameplay's being dumbed down.
It's weird. We did 12 hours of pro play. We watched 12 hours of pools and top 8 at the tournament. 12 hours. That's how long it went on for. 12, 13 hours.
For Tekken 7.
Tekken 8. Tekken 7. And then they did the reveal at the end of that. You know, Atif Butt from Pakistan won. Congratulations. Yeah. And then they're like, here's a reveal trailer. And it's one character. Which
Those Pakistan guys are fucking good, by the way.
Yeah, they really are.
They're crazy. They're insane.
Tekken 7, that's their game. Like, Korea and Japan, at that rivalry from, you know, years prior. It's... means nothing now. Pakistan's the ones on top now. But yeah, they showed Nina, which is like, she's guaranteed. Of course Nina's going to be in the game. She's in every fucking game. Yeah. So it's like...
But you're a bit biased because you obviously want to see Bob.
No, of course I want to see Bob. But it's like, if you're going to reveal one character every month or every other month, get on with it. You know what I mean?
That's what Injustice did, actually, I think, back in the day. And that actually worked for them. But the difference is that is a DC game. You know, that's a DC property where if Batman's in the game or Blue Beetle or whoever it is, you get hyped because obviously we know Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman are in the game. But when you get those...
That's what I mean. Lex Luthor.
But with Tekken, the characters aren't as...
Half
of them are going to be in the game.
Nina Williams is the Wonder Woman of Tekken. Of course she's going to be in the bloody game.
It's not really a reveal. It's like, water's wet. Yeah.
It's a reveal, but it's a lackluster reveal. I would have liked them if they knocked out like 5 characters. Like the one, the reveal trailer in the Game Awards, that showed off like Jin, Jack, King, June.
You know what is concern to me? They have not showed any new characters.
Yeah, neither. No, they haven't shown any new characters.
That's concerning to me because this is your next gen title presumably this is on PS5, Series X, PC, and you've shown 10 characters and none of them are new.
I feel like, sorry to say if anyone likes the Tekken 7 new characters, they were so hit or miss. A lot of those Tekken 7 characters were not well received. Like Gigas.
Gigas, he was the big fucking robot bastard.
Big red guy with the tentacles. The lucky Chloe, I feel like she's a massive polarizing character. People love her, they hate her.
I didn't mind the guy, the Arabic guy.
Yeah, Shaheen. He's my favorite of the new characters, but he probably has the least likely chance of getting in because he was the least played. He was one of the least played new characters. People preferred Katarina or Claudio or
Negan
like
from
that,
The Walking Dead. He was pretty cool.
He's not coming back. Guest character. That's going to cost you extra.
When are they going to get Nathan Drake in there?
Yeah, no. Nah, see, this is the other thing. I don't want them to do get.
I know you're a traditionalist, but you can't.
I know you can't argue against guest characters.
You can't
let me
argue
finish,
because
let me finish.
Okay, go
I
on.
I know they're gonna do guest characters. I'd prefer if they didn't, but I know they are. But can we like stop with the speculation of who's going to be in the game? I know people have wanted Kiryu Kazuma from Yakuza or Majima Goro from Yakuza, but it's like, can we have the Tekken characters be revealed first? Like, can we save the guest character speculation or the guest character announcements for like once we know what the base roster is?
I'm seeing it now. I'm seeing it very clear. You are traditional. You're a traditionalist in terms
of
Tekken.
And it's fine to have guest characters. I enjoyed a lot of the guests.
You have to understand that they're trying to build this brand for the next generation. They have to get these young kids in to fighting games. I feel like fighting games are one of those genres that I want it to be protected. It's such a great genre. There's no game like it that can create such a spectacle of competition, in my opinion. I think there's no better professional sport than watching professional gaming sort of thing than watching those Street Fighter, you know, top eight matches Mortal Kombat or Tekken. That high level play is incredible to watch. You'd be hard pressed to find a better game to watch in a competitive setting.
I agree. I 100% agree.
Well, I think Tekken are going to be left behind. I think I'm looking at what I saw from Tekken 8. It looks very similar to 7, very similar. And Street Fighter is looking a lot different to the last iteration. They've really put the effort in on that game. So,
yeah, it does. Street Fighter looks great. Street Fighter does look really,
yeah, they've
really
got
great.
This
and
open world mechanics. They're even trying new stuff with Street Fighter. Like, they've got the commentary. And, you know, that'll be a gimmick. I'm sure it won't be as good as it sounds, but they're trying different things there. But they're also retaining that high quality play, gameplay, smooth gameplay. So
it's different as Tekken as well, because they've showed off pretty much all of the characters at this point, or close to all of them. They had a leak a while ago for Street Fighter, the 6, the new character.
Yeah, that doesn't help the leak.
But they had like a bunch of newcomers, JP, Manon, you know, stuff like that. Like all these new characters, which that's hype. That's cool.
How many characters did they have in the base game? Do we know? 32, was it?
It was a lot less than that. I think it was about 25. Probably about the same as Street Fighter 4 when that first came out.
What did Tekken 7 had when it first came out? How many characters?
40? We're almost at 50 in Tekken 7 now. And that's,
40 in the base game. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it was like 38 to 40, I think.
And they added double
bears and stuff. So.
And they added 6 DLC packs to each time.
They did 4 DLC packs. The first one was 2. The second one was 6.
Yeah. This is what I'm saying, man. I just don't understand the way they roll things out. They could learn a lesson from NetherRealm and Mortal Kombat and Injustice in terms of DLC.
Yeah, it goes back to like, you've shown the Wonder Woman of Tekken, and that was it. You've shown Nina. That was cool. And then a 35-minute presentation about new mechanics, which is going to turn, regardless of whoever it was watching it, it's going to turn I don't care about that stuff.
In that gameplay showcase, what else was new in terms of the gameplay that stood out?
Well, they showed off the heat mechanic for Tekken 8, which I'm, you know, on the fence about. It's essentially they've given meter to every character instead of just having it for like Akuma or the Geese in Tekken 7.
Every character's now got a meter, which has never been done in Tekken before.
No, it's only been to certain characters, and generally it's the guest characters. So yes, like every character now has meter.
And is this similar to a Mortal Kombat meter, an Injustice meter?
Yeah, it is.
Is there 3 sections to the meter, or is it?
No, it's just one and done. But
okay.
Initiation of it. If anyone's played Mortal Kombat 10, And you have the run button. You press L2 to run. That's exactly what this is. You pop heat, press the button to activate in Tekken, and your character does a little animation and then charges at your opponent. And during that charge, when they're running at them, they have full invincibility, full armor. From what we've seen so far, full armor. Yeah. And then they can go for the mix-up, which is promoting, again, more 50-50 and aggressive stuff, which is what I'm, as a top-level player, I'm skeptical about. I think it's, for me personally, it's going to create a lot of...
So you don't like mix-ups, but, you know, NetherRealm have always had mix-ups in their game.
Yeah, 2D fighters, the mix-ups matter more because it's like 2D games, you push them to the corner. Like, that's the whole point of 2D games, is like you push your opponent to the corner, you keep them in the corner, and if you're in the corner, you lose. In Street Fighter, it's like, I'm in the corner, my opponent's coming at me, are they going to do the throw or are they going to do the overhead? If you're crouching in Street Fighter, the only thing that can hit you is throws, which are you break with a button, and the overhead, which hits you from above. So if you're crouching, hits you from above, nothing else will hit you. The highs will go over you and the lows, you block. So that's what you do in the corner. You crouch and you have to guess the mix-up. And that's what inevitably causes a win or a loss, is getting someone in the corner and hitting them with the throws and the mix-ups in the corner. That's what you want to do. You want to push your opponent to the corner to win.
Yeah.
Tekken doesn't really do that. Like, Tekken has way too much movement to do that. So to counteract players just running away with Korean backdash and stuff, they've forced more mix-ups now. They've nerfed the movement in 7, and now it's more aggressive.
So they've got the meter. 50-50. So is there anything else that's changed in the gameplay? That's the main thing.
That's all we've seen so far. They've done that 35-minute explanation of, you know, the heat system. That's all we've seen so far. And it's I've seen a lot of people very polarizing online. People are skeptical of it, and it's justifiably polarizing because it's going down the route of more aggression in Tekken, which has never really been a thing. And it's what I'm worried about as well. It's like aggression. Tekken's very defensive in terms of how you play the game, top level movement and stuff. And I'm worried that this...
So they're not enough defensive options. You think it's very, very aggressive, almost too aggressive.
The defensive option was movement and spacing, sidestepping at the right times and stuff. That was your defense. How you play Tekken in a super defensive style is your movement and knowing when to step and how to step, and the 3D aspect, which isn't in 2D games. So you had to be a pro with that. And they've kind of nerfed that in 7 from the previous games. And I'm worried if they're going to do it even more in 8.
Basically, what's happening here? Basically, to break it down, essentially, Tekken 8 for newcomers is going to be a lot better for newcomers, right?
I don't think that, actually.
Well, I think it is. I think it's going to be great for newcomers, but anyone in the top level probably aren't going to like the changes. But at the end of the day, this is my opinion, because they're going to play it either way. I'm looking at it from a business point of view. If you're looking at a business point of view, you want to get as many people in as possible. Fighting games, when you talk to a casual gamer that doesn't buy many games, say, you want to buy Tekken 8, they're going to go, it's too hard. I don't have time to get in. It's too hard, this and that. So how do you get these guys in? How do you sway the conversation from saying it's too hard? And this is how you do it, using these mechanics, using things that have worked in Mortal Kombat and Injustice and these other fighting games for years, to bring them in. And I think it'll work. But that might be at the expense of the strategy, of the skill, compared to the original Tekken games. They're going to have a tutorial in this game event. I know you're saying, talking about tutorials, they're going to learn their lesson and they're going to have an advanced tutorial. I guarantee it.
I don't think they are. I don't think they are. And I think this...
Well, it's all hearsay at the moment. We both don't know the answer, but...
No, for the sake of new players, I hope the hell they do. But this heat mechanic, I don't think it's actually going to make it easier for new players to get in. I think it is actually adding a different level of depth to the game that the casual player isn't going to really understand all that well. Rage arts were one thing. It's like you hit a button, and if it hits, you win. Cool. If it doesn't, you blocked, you die, whatever. I Hail Mary'd and it didn't work. It worked, whatever. This heat mechanic, it acts like V triggers and run stop mechanics from Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter. It actually acts like a whole new level of depth that I think newer players might actually struggle with. It doesn't look like it's beginner friendly. It really, to me, it doesn't look beginner friendly. I feel like this is actually something that's going to make it harder for newer players.
Now, you also hate the chip damage, don't you?
No, I don't have a problem with chip damage.
You don't have a problem with the chip damage?
No, I feel like chip damage speeds up the game a lot. chip damage should only matter up to a certain point. You shouldn't be able to kill with chip damage. I feel like of everything else that they've shown so far, chip damage is the least concerning for me. Some characters could take advantage of it. Like, I feel like Horang with his kicks and Eddie with his kicks and all that stuff.
And there's, you know, is there health recovery as well?
There's health recovery. That's interesting. Yeah.
That's not speeding up the game. That sort of counteracts the aggressiveness that they're...
No, I think you get your health back from being aggressive. So if you take a hit, you then have to be aggressive to get your health back. So that's still promoting the aggressive.
It sounds a bit like Soul Calibur, some of the changes, actually, for anyone that's played.
Yeah, a lot of people have played that. On Twitter have been saying, like, this is like Soul Calibur, or this is like Dead or Alive now. Like, this is definitely going down that route.
And that's the problem for you, isn't it? That it doesn't feel like Tekken. It's losing its identity a little bit.
Yeah, it is losing its identity. It lost a lot in Tekken 7. And as that game has gone on, it's lost more and more, which is what I'm worried about. Will the next game, Tekken 8, lose it even further? And that's what I'm trying to say with, I'm worried about the interaction going forward. It's like, will the continued push for aggression in Tekken 7 or Tekken 8 turn pro players off? Like, where do you draw the line of like, oh, this is too much. You've taken too much back, or you've stripped too much away, or you've changed it too much to resemble Tekken. And it's like, we're in this gray area right now. Tekken 7 did a lot, changed a lot, did a lot. I'm thankful for what it's done, but I'm also very critical of what has changed throughout the iteration of 7. Worried / interested in where we're going with 8. This heat mechanic doesn't seem beginner friendly to me. I feel like this is actually some of the more advanced stuff they've introduced. And, you know, I'm worried about the identity being lost going forward.
So when do we see this game come out? Because I've got it on my draft for coming out this year. And you were telling me, okay, you don't think it's coming out this year. You got no chance.
Not at the reveals they're doing. One character per every 3 months. There's 50 characters in Tekken 7. How many of them are coming back? You know,
is it just not ready? Haven't they? How long have they been developing it for?
Oh, I have no idea.
When did Tekken 7 come out?
2017. And Japan and Korea have had it longer.
5 years. Came out, Jesus.
No, 6 years. 6 years this year. Korea and Japan have had it. Because that's another thing. Tekken has traditionally been an arcade game. They're probably not going to do an arcade version of Tekken 8. Because arcades have essentially gone the way of the dodo thanks to, you know, COVID and stuff. So it would be a death nail if they did an arcade release for Tekken 8.
It wouldn't make sense in this climate. It
wouldn't make sense. Tekken 7 has been in arcades 3 years before we got it on console. They had a location test in 2014 and it came out February of 2015. So Japan and Korea have had the game 2.5 years before the rest of the world with console. And it'd be foolish for them to do an arcade release.
Because traditionally they release the game in mid-year.
Mid-year. It's all over the place. I remember Tekken 5 launched April of 2005 or something like that, February of 2005. Tekken 6 was the
They traditionally don't release them it's not like Call of Duty. October, it's like, November, that sort of...
No, it's not a Call of Duty. It's like, oh, Call of Duty is November. Call of Duty is the end of October or something. No, they've never done that.
Which is funny to me, because it's not like they're competing against Call of Duty's fan base. That's what's so funny to me. I feel like not many of those not just Call of Duty, but any other big game around November. I don't feel like it's the same crowd. But then again, they're going for a bit of that crowd, aren't they? So
I feel like Capcom and Namco are buddy-buddy, and Street Fighter is coming out in June. So we're a couple months away from that.
You reckon they're buddy-buddy?
Well, they've got Akuma in Tekken 7, and he's the most broken character in the game. He does stuff that no one else can do. He's top one.
Why are they buddy-buddy for, by the way? They're their biggest competition. And at one point, they've done games together. And I find it actually kind of cool that they crossed over, because not many games cross over. I've always wanted to see Pipe Dream, Nathan Drake, and Lara Croft come together. Or, you know, Halo and Doom. These are some of the cool crossovers that will never happen that I'd love to see. But Street Fighter and Tekken made it happen, and they were going to do a Tekken version of the game, but that never went through, did it? Because they did Street Fighter cross Tekken, but they never did Tekken cross Street Fighter.
No, and I was hoping that Tekken 7 was kind of the prelude to that, because they had Akuma in the game. They had Geese from King of Fighters with Mita, 2D mechanics. I was like, oh, okay, like if Tekken 7 has to have crazy guest characters that have all these mechanics that Tekken characters don't, maybe it's testing ground for Tekken Cross Street Fighter that hasn't materialized. And then Tekken 8, we've now got the heat mechanic, so every character has meter. Is that going to go forward? You know, it's like I was, you know, a couple of years ago, I was like, oh, Akuma in Tekken 7. Yep, they're probably going to do Tekken Cross Street Fighter. We still haven't heard anything, so who knows? Mm. I know it's not been cancelled, so it could still come out sometime.
They,
at some
they don't
point,
have
but...
to officially cancel it for it to be cancelled. But
so no, but anyway, like,
you think it comes out next year, mid next year?
Well, yeah, I think Capcom and Namco are buddy buddy, and I think Capcom wants Street Fighter 6 to be a smash hit, which it's looking to. It's going in that direction. I'm hyped for it. I know a lot of other people are hyped for it. So I don't think they want Street Fighter and Tekken to compete with each other. So I think Namco is slowballing us on information because they want Street Fighter to smash this year. So Street Fighter will come out mid-year, you know, start the Pro League, Capcom Cup at the end of the year or whatever, early February next year or whatever, and then post that, Street Fighter 6 will have had its first year. Then it's Tekken 7's year. I think Tekken 8's next year, sorry. It'll be Tekken 8's time, Tekken 8 next year. I don't think we're going to get it this year at all.
Where would your hype level be?
You know my feelings on it. For me, it's I'm definitely on the fence. I'm very pessimistic when it comes to it.
Because I'm so pumped for it. I'm pumped. I mean,
yeah, the hype is there. I'm definitely interested in the game. It's just so early to tell where it's going or what we're going to experience, and that's the thing with me as well. It's like Tekken 7 changed so much over its lifespan. From the first iteration of 7 was, in my opinion, the best because it was very much still like the previous iterations. There was less combo damage. You know, we didn't have a lot of that 2D stuff yet, the guest characters, stuff like that. It was very pure. And over the course of the lifespan of 7, it's got more and more aggressive, more and more damage. Like, first version of Tekken 7, you could take 4 or 5 mix-ups. You could get hit with 3 or 4 combos. Now, in the current iteration of Tekken 7, it's like you get touched once, you die. You literally get death comboed by Akuma, or Marduk does a rage drive tackle and drains your entire health bar. It's like, that's crazy. And, you know, that's what I'm cautious about. I'm like, I'm hyped for Tekken 8, but if we get more of the late-stage Tekken 7 in it, I'm scared. Like, I'm scared.
I feel like
where
string heavy characters are going to have the advantage. Tekken's
always had strings. Tekken's always had.
No, like, but I mean, they're going to be more advantage in this game. I feel like.
Yeah, that's the thing as well with heat mechanic. Who knows? Like, where the extent of it is massive. Like, there's so much potential for that as well. What they've shown is already a lot, and that's just a tidbit. That's just a tiny tip of the iceberg of how far we can actually go with it, right? I reckon, because we haven't seen any new characters in Tekken 8, I'm interested to see how much of the heat system and stuff goes into the new characters. Giving Paul Phoenix a heat mechanic is one thing, but releasing a brand new character that focuses around the heat mechanic is another thing. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, just giving it to someone who's traditionally never had it, that's one thing, but having a character that specifically 100% focuses on it, that could be interesting. That could be, there's a lot of potential for 8, and I'm optimistic. I am hyped for it. I am interested in it, but I'm also very cautious about going forward. And for me, you know, I'm a Bob man. If Bob's not in the game, I'm not happy. You know what I mean? Like, he's polarizing. You better make it. Yeah. That's why I want to, sitting there with chewing on my nails, like, oh, I wonder if he's going to make it. I don't want them to just one character reveal every other month or whatever. Like, for me, you need to just bang out a bunch of characters who are going to be in the game. Yeah. Eddie Gordo, he's a guarantee. Put him in. Brian Fury, Horang, Xiaoyu. They should just do a bunch of characters, and then we can get to, like...
So, in terms of Street Fighter 6 and Mortal Kombat, what would the next Mortal Kombat be? 13? 12?
12. Either Injustice.
Are you excited for those? Because, you know, you're a fighting game fan. You've platinumed all Street Fighters. You've platinumed all Mortal Kombats. You've platinumed all Tekkens.
Mm-hmm.
You've platinumed all Marvel vs. Capcom. Am I missing any?
I want to do pretty much everything at some stage, like Dead or Alive and all that stuff as well. But yeah, like, I've done pretty much everything that's considered like mainstream. So,
Are you looking forward to Street Fighter 6? Are you going to get that? Are you looking forward to the next NetherRealm game?
Yeah, I'm excited for Street Fighter Six. I'm excited for that. I'm NetherRealm. I'm interested to see what they do. I like the, it could be Mortal Kombat 12 or it could be Injustice 3.
Which
like,
would
we,
you
we
prefer?
Haven't had Injustice 3, and they should do it right. Justice
oh,
2
I
was
do.
Such a
I hated the armor mechanic, man. Imagine if Tekken brought that in. Oh,
they did. They did bring an armor mechanic.
What do you mean? No. Like
armor moves, baby. Armor moves, baby.
No, like, armor like moves. I'm talking about the armor mechanics, like the loot box shit. That was just garbage.
I did.
But that was
like
at
that.
The height of loot boxes, and they won't make that mistake again, I don't think, because that wasn't in the latest Mortal Kombat, was it? That whole
they have the crypt. They have the crypt, so you can always like get stuff. But it wasn't. I'm pretty sure it wasn't detrimental. Might have just been like fatalities and shit. I don't know. Maybe brutalities, because they actually revolve around doing things in game. Like that could be.
Yeah.
I can't remember if Mortal Kombat 11 had specific brutalities that changed gameplay or something. I don't know. It's been
so
4 years since that game.
In 2 years. Let's say I think in maybe 2 years, if we come back, all those three fighters will be out. I would have to say, I feel like
I'd assume they would be. Yeah.
Yeah. Who's going to come out on top?
Tekken.
After all that, you think Tekken's actually going to come out on top?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is.
You think in terms of sales or critical success?
Oh no, I think sales. Anything from NetherRealm is going to blow everything out of the water. You know what I mean? Like it's like Injustice, Superman and Batman. Yeah, that's definitely gonna beat Nita Williams is gonna beat fucking Superman in terms of sales. It's like, nah, of course Superman's gonna DC crossover is gonna sell more, but I think Tekken is gonna come out on top in terms of like player retention. And for Tekken 8 to really succeed, they have to have an advanced tutorial to get players who want to level up, who want to take it to the next level.
But it just can't be relying on just that. It has to be Battle Arena or something like that, or Trials. You know, Street Fighter did it very well. Even though Street Fighter V started very shaky, there wasn't many characters, there wasn't a story mode, I think. It was missing some basic features. If you come and play that game now, it's come a long way, you have to admit.
Yeah, even
they got Trials story, they got... Okay.
The trial mode is a great example, because personally with trial modes, the combos are never optimal. Like they're like, it's like, oh, this is the optimal damage, or this is the optimal. It's generally never that. But the trials teach players specific things about the game, like frame data or like linking in Street Fighter or like just frames. Or it's like, hey, you can pop your V trigger here and continue doing it this way. It's like, even if it's not optimal in terms of like using a combo in a proper match, it still teaches new players like, hey, this is a mechanic and this is where you can use it, or this is how this works. And it helps players improve. Tekken has none of that. And that's, I'm like a broken record, but it's just, you can't promote this Tekken Dojo, Tekken Pro Play, and people who see that be like, oh man, I'm interested in getting to that level. And the game has no flow through. There's no flow through between beginning casual and pro. There's nothing in the game that helps players get to that point. I know it's like they have to make the journey themselves. It's like, you just can't get the cheat sheet and, you know, wing it to victory. You got to put in the effort in every fighting game. That's undisputed. If you want to be the best in Mortal Kombat, you have to train and train and train and fucking train. But Tekken has none of that. None of that, like, hey, we can help you get to that level. Injustice does. Mortal Kombat does. Street Fighter has that. And they're even doing better with Street Fighter 6. The practice mode functions that I've seen so far. Oh, man, please, Namco, put that in your game.
Can I ask, like, why wouldn't they put Tekken 7 on PS5, for example? You know, because it's been... PS5 is nearly 2.5 years. They could have had a decent sell-through as well, I would have thought. Yeah, why didn't they do that? Some of their business decisions to me are just baffling, Tekken.
Yeah, it's also
I feel like they could be doing so much more. I wish they'd do Tekken Tag 3 in between mainline, or even do it so there's 3v3. Like, try different things and pump out games a bit more often. They're not putting them out enough for such a quality brand. But then again, a lot of these Japanese developers, like Polyphony, who do Gran Turismo, they seem to do one game per generation, but it's a damn good game. But it seems like they take their sweet-ass fucking time.
Yeah, that's another thing. Like, Namco, like you think Tekken, people will say Tekken 3 or Tekken 5. Where's the Namco Tekken collection? Why can't they just put out a Tekken Legacy bundle or something? Like, you know what I mean? Like they did a Street Fighter 30th collection that had a bunch of the old school Street Fighter games. You could play them online and it's like, there, you have access to the old games. So if you're nostalgically like, you know, you just want to jam on some older stuff that you're more interested in, it's there. Like we don't have that for Tekken. It's like, if I want to go back and play Tag 2, which is one of my favorite fighting games, I have to boot up my PS3. I have to get other people who, you know, have to get their PS3 set up and, you know, play this old infrastructure that's, you know, 10 years old at this point, 12 years old. Mm. And it's not a great experience, but it's like, why don't you just do a collection? Why hasn't Namco done the collection? And that's crazy to me. It's like, they you know, you're right. They only do one bloody game and that's it. And it's like, they could be making capital. They could be appeasing the fans. Like, how cool would it be if you could play Tekken 5 Dark Resurrection on PS5? I think anyone who's a Tekken player would be like, yeah, that's the dream. You know what I mean? It's just, they're not doing enough. And it's like, that's where Tekken 7 was at. Like with Akuma being in Tekken 7, I was like, oh, maybe they would do Tekken Cross Street Fighter. They would actually do that. If you want all the crazy stuff with Akuma doing meter and all this crazy stuff, you know, guest characters, all that stuff, it's like, here's Tekken Cross Street Fighter. And then we'd go down this path of like more traditional Tekken with Tekken 8. But it's like, they've opted for this heat system. They still retain a lot of rage arts, whatever. So it's, they're not doing that. And that bums me. Could be doing multiple projects. Now that Tekken's big, Tekken 7, I'm thankful for Tekken 7 for reviving Tekken. Tekken Tag 2 did not do well. It was the hardest of the games to get into to play. That game almost killed the series. As much as it pains me to say that, it did nearly kill the series. Only sold like 1.5 million copies as well. So literally 10 times less than what Tekken 7 sold.
Anyone that's listened this far, we want to say thank you. And please thank Evander for joining us. It's been a great chat, mate. I want to know, before we end this one, I want to know, just tell me, why do you love Tekken? And why do you love fighting games?
Because I grew up with it. It was honestly my first experience on PlayStation 1, Tekken 2. You know what I mean? So just going forward, I was there for all of them, essentially. I was there for pretty much all of the releases going forward. It's like every time I got a new console, there's a Tekken. You
got the new Tekken. Yeah.
Yep, Tekken was there for me. It's like there's, you know, PS1, I got Tekken 2, Tekken 2 and Tekken 3. And then when I got my PS2, yep.
So it's sort of been around your whole life.
Yeah. I remember being 10 years old and counting down the days. Tekken 5. I had a calendar and I'd mark the days down for Tekken 5. So it's a massive influence on me, like a very personal thing. And
so that's where the passion comes from. You love the series, you want to see it do well, but you also want it to retain its roots.
Yeah, it's very much so. And I'm interested to see where 8 goes. I'm interested to see where the future of the series lies.
So when do we see the next update?
For what?
For Tekken 8. When do we see more reveals, more gameplay, more updates?
They've got a closed beta at Evo Japan, which is too far away. I have to look up the date, but it's not too far away.
Can you get access to that beta, or is this for people on the ground?
It's behind closed doors kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Hopefully, like, there's no NDAs or embargoes or anything like that, and people can actually say, like, hey, this is how it felt. Because it's behind closed doors, usually people can't talk about it. So I'm interested to see what is coming from that. But yeah, there's nothing so far. Like, that's it. Unless they do a reveal at Evo Japan, which they might. And hopefully it's not just one character. Please do a bunch of them.
And you reckon there's no chance that it releases in October, September this year?
No, I think this year is Street Fighter's year. I think Street Fighter 6 it's their year. They are.
Let them have it, and we'll come out the next year when there's nothing to compete with.
They're still doing.
Because also, well, you know, there's not many fighting games, and if they come out in a year without the others, then they probably like win best fighting game in every.
There's a lot of stuff going on in the fighting games, man. Like a lot of anime.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of anime fighters are blowing
like Guilty
up,
Gear and stuff like that.
And yeah, there's a lot going on. So that's not my side of the fighting games.
What about Smash Bros? That might be the premium fighter. I mean, that's beloved.
They're done
Seriously.
With that one now, right? Like they're done with characters and stuff. That's finished. They're not doing any more now.
That's a pretty exciting game. I never got into Smash, but it is a pretty exciting game to watch. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Smash is amazing, and that game takes a lot of dedication to get good at as well. So, but yeah, a lot of stuff is happening in the fighting games, not just Tekken, not just Street Fighter. A lot of anime stuff. There's things on the horizon that are really cool. Like I'm pretty sure. Rollback netcode, a lot of network stuff is being implemented into older titles to make online play even better. So that's great to see.
It's exciting, man. It's exciting for the future. We've got all the big premium devs working on a big new game for next gen. All of them have got stuff cooking.
This year is Street Fighter's year. Street Fighter 6, this is their year. We've got another full year of Tekken 7, you know, Tekken World Tour, another full year of that. You know, I'm going to be tuning into that every now and again. I'm not super interested in 7 going forward. I'm more looking towards 8 now. But, yeah. I hope. Street Fighter 6 is definitely their year. And then Tekken 8 is going to be next year, hopefully. I hope next year. I'd be surprised if it launched even mid next year, but we'll see. But very cautiously optimistic.
Hey, Amanda, thanks for joining us today, mate. I hope you've enjoyed yourself.
Yeah, I did. I appreciate it, man. Anytime.
And guys, make sure to follow us on all podcasting platforms. Give us a 5-star review if you can on Google, Spotify, Apple, wherever you're listening. And have a great week, guys. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks again to Evander. We'll have him back to talk all things trophies very, very soon. But that being said, guys, it's been our pleasure to serve you. We'll see you next time. Take care. Thank you.